Okay, my love bugs. It is 1:06 a.m. and we are doing Divine Masculine Earth Signs, Capricorn, Taurus, Virgo. Let's see what comes out here. Yeah. So I feel like I have the ancestor cards in front of me. I feel like what's going on is you're coming out of this energy of like mental chaos, confusion, and just not really knowing how life and things are going to transpire, or how, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how shit's gonna play out. It's like, you could have been in a energy of like trying to figure out a bunch of stuff, and you're constantly stressing, you're constantly in your head about stuff. I don't feel like, sit down. Sorry, y'all. It's like 1 a.m. The boys tripping. But I don't feel like you were in your head because of like an indecision for you. I feel like it was because your decision you made for yourself, in whatever way it is, people were like passing judgment on it. So it's like, fuck, like, this is what I want. This is what I want to stand on. But there's so many obstacles in between that. How do I come up out of this? Right? And then I see, you're showing up as the King of Swords, even though you are a earth sign, you're showing up as the King of Swords upright. So it's like you are calling judgment on these people. Like, you know what? Fuck, I wouldn't even be in my head this crucial if it wasn't for, I see this community in reverse. Like, if it wasn't for these motherfuckers that I'm about to cut off. Because it's like, I'm standing on business. I made this decision about a certain someone, something, a move, an investment, a relationship, like, whatever it is for you, a job position, like, whatever it is for you, like, you're like, I made this decision already. And the only reason I'm in my head about this shit, losing sleep about this shit, stressing about this shit, is because a community of people wants opposite for you. So you're like, you motherfuckers could take these burdens and you bitches can stress, but I'm going to focus on what I want to focus on. With the High Priestess card here, for sure. This, I don't know, this could be saying me, meaning like, I'm giving you clarity in this message. Or it could be saying that you're attracted to someone that is considered a high priestess, like a very highly spiritual person. And maybe these people are not spiritual. Maybe they're not religious. I don't know what they are. But this community of people just don't see things the way you see them. You see this person in a light that nobody else does. You see potential. You see, I don't know, something in this person. Because I see this King of Swords looking at a high priestess. Like, I made my decision about this person. Maybe it's like a controversy around this because they do something that is spiritual for work, business. Or just even if it's not that and they have a regular 9-to-5, it's like their values, morals, and traditions that they carry is like unorthodox and it's just a little different. And, you know, it's just like, okay, and I still want to be with this person. With the 9 of Knives and then the 3 of Coins here, it's a woman. And this could be like a tarot card reader, a practitioner, a root worker, a seer, an oracle. I don't know. This person could do magic. This person could be into voodoo, hoodoo. It don't matter what they're into. Divination. It's just like with the High Priestess here and then the 3 of Coins, this is something this person, their practices is not just for like their home, their family, protection and stuff. It's like they do this for a career because 3 of Coins is like career. Or, you know, if they wanted to, they can get paid for it, or they probably have got paid for it, or like this is some type of business they had. And I feel like these community of people wanted you to be stressed out about the choice you made. Like, it's the wrong choice, you're doing wrong, it's bad, da da, whatever, whatever. And I feel like with the Daughter of Sticks here, this person was like damn near about to take a new direction in life. Like, they were, like, on the verge of, like, why do I feel like this is, like, a relationship thing? Like, this person was about to be like, all right, cool, you know, we had our fair run. This could be, like, an ex of yours or something like that. And even if it was, like, safe for y'all to spin the block, because not every ex is safe for you to spin the block. Sometimes people are still toxic. Sometimes people don't change, etc., etc. But I feel like this person and you were, like, kind of both wanting each other. And this person could have presented that or said it out loud or, like, spoken to existence. And they kind of, like, made their decision. And because you didn't say anything, you haven't said anything, it's like, all right, you know, maybe I'm tweaking, maybe I'm delusional. Let me go ahead and take my energy and change direction. So I feel like this person was like, imagine like this person, like being in a car and then they're driving towards you. And then, you know, y'all got some, like, just imagine, like, y'all got some type of text message or calls going back and forth, like, all right, this is the location, pull up. And it's like, they're getting closer and closer and they're trying to make sure you're there, because if you're not there, they have nowhere else to go. And it's like, you're not responding. So this person's like, look, it's getting late. It's late. I can't drive in the dark. Like, if this person don't say something soon and I know that they're at this location currently, I don't want to be stranded out in the middle of nowhere. But let me go ahead and make a U-turn and go back to the way I came from, because I don't know the outcome of this situation anymore. So that's just an example, but it's like, look at it in the relationship sense. It was like, I don't know what's happening over there. Like, this motherfucker might be taken. They might be dating somebody. They might be married. They might have moved on. So just to be safe, I'm going to go ahead and make a U-turn. And I feel like, in the middle of this person busting a Yui, their spirit team was like, hold on, try this again. Like, make this wish one more time. Like, you know, make this wish one more time. And they're like, are you sure? Like, cause I was focused over here. I was doing good, you know, and I was finally coming to like the acceptance of like, maybe I'm crazy. I was finally coming to acceptance of like, maybe I feel this way and this person doesn't feel this way. So are you sure you want me to bust this Yui? Because I swear to God, if I pull up and this person ain't there and I'm stranded, I'm gonna be mad as fuck. So their spirit team was like, no, just try to call one more time. You know, just using that example. So it's like, boom, the person made the call, but in reality, it's like a prayer or a manifestation or something. And I feel like in turn, on the opposite end, for the people that wanted you in your brain about this a lot, they're experiencing the Nine of Knives and the Ten of Knives, and that's bad. It's like, whatever they had you in your head about, they're experiencing that now. And then the Ten of Knives is like, that's it. There's no more you can, it's like backstabbing, words, judgments, rumors, you know, just saying shit. Just, you know, talking down on a situation, wishing bad for someone, setting shit up, you know, like a whole bunch of shit. And this is a community of people doing this to you, about this person behind their back, to you behind their back, like whatever it is. It's just like a lot of shit, a lot of words, a lot of bullshit, a lot of plots, a lot of schemes, a lot of jealousy, a lot of envy, a lot of fuck shit. And it's like, the moment this person's spirit team was like, nah, 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 bust that Yui and just make that call one more time and we'll answer. We got you. So this person's like, all right, dog, I trust y'all. I'm gonna go ahead and do it one more time. So then boom. When they did that, it helped you get clarity, because you were already on this frequency of, this is what I want. You just couldn't say it, because of whatever reason, for this community of people. For them, they didn't know what was going on in the background at all. They probably still don't know the full story, but it's like they have somewhat of a guesstimate, especially with a high priestess here and like a reader or like a seer or oracle. They might get dreams. They might read crystal balls. They might have tarot cards or something. So it's like they got a roundabout, like, oh, some bullshit. But like the nitty gritty details, I feel like that's more so like for you guys to speak up on. you know, when y'all have conversations. But it's like, when this person made this wish, like, all right, fuck it. Let me try it again. Let me call this person up and be like, hey, babe, are you here? Because you told me to meet you here, and I'm getting closer, and you're not saying nothing. You haven't texted me in hours. I'm a little worried because I don't know this area, and I need to make sure you're here before I'm stranded in the dark, and I can't drive in the dark. You know what I'm saying? Like, just kind of like that. Like, they didn't know where this was going, for sure. Yeah, with the 9 and the 10 of knives and then the sun of the knives in reverse, there is no coming back from this. I feel like with you, because knives, swords, it's different card decks, you know, but it's the same thing, knives and swords, same thing. They can't come back from this with you. It's like this community of people lost your love. There is no rekindling this after a while and being like, hey, bro, hey, friend, hey, son, hey, grandson, hey, nephew. Like, there's no, once you fucking cut these people off and you're like, I'm standing on this decision and I know now that this person, I feel like divine feminine for you, divine masculine, Capricorn, Taurus, Virgo. It's like, you're choosing love, you're choosing your future, your family that you're building and creating with someone over people you grew up with, your family, your friends, like just people from your past. You're choosing that over them. And it's like, it wasn't like, I don't feel like this divine feminine gave you an ultimatum and was like, it's either them or me. Like, she ain't no weird ass person like that. I feel like, I sit. I feel like it's more so like, they made the shit an ultimatum. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you making it like this? You feel me? When it comes to you and these people, they can marry whoever the fuck they want. They can fuck on whoever they want. They can have as many kids as they want. And you wouldn't tell them yes or no. You would support them in any way. But I feel like when it came to you and you're like, this is what I'm interested in or this is what I want to do, it was like hell. Like, you went through hell. And I mean, when I say hell, I see you went through a lot of hell. And I feel like none of this was, the divine feminine didn't understand what was going on. I feel like she knew you were going through something, but she just didn't understand why you couldn't communicate that. Like, why? I don't know if there was like threats or what, but whatever it is, there is no coming back. Don't talk to me. I have a new number. We're not family. I don't give a fuck if we share blood, the same name. I don't give a fuck about none of that. You gotta fend for yourselves type shit with the Sun of Knives in reverse. Don't see me. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. I don't give a fuck if I become the most famous person in the world one day. If people interview me, I don't have a family. That's the type of energy you're off of. My family is my wife, my children, my future, my grandchildren one day. That's my family. Like, that's where your family starts for you. You don't want nothing to do with these people no more. With the Sun of Knives in reverse, you're like, yeah, I'm not your son. I'm not your kid. I'm not your grandkid. I'm not your nephew. I'm not your cousin. I'm not your brother. I'm not your sister. Like, you know, you're a nigga, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not my siblings. Like, whatever it is, no. Because they have done all that they can do when it comes to your energy. And I feel like you're just over it. Yeah, you're in hermit mode. So I feel like you're about to ghost them. Like, for sure. You're about to just ghost them. They ain't gonna know what happened. It's like one day you were there. You were in the area. They knew, oh, I could pull up here. And this is where this person lives. And whoop, whoop, whoop. The next minute, it's like you get a U-Haul. And you fill that bitch up and they don't know where you're going after that. They don't know who you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't know shit about your life. You completely ghost them. I feel like hermit mode. You're like, I can rebuild on my own. Like, I was only here because of love and respect for the fact that I'm like, damn, this is my people's. But once you really sat down and realize these people don't got the same respect for you, you're like, I'm out of here. Yeah. For sure. Sit down. I'm sure that did hurt. You gotta chill out. Yeah, let me see. Sorry, y'all. He running and he hurt himself. Let me see. You okay? Yeah, okay. Okay, I'm not kissing your feet, but, you know, you be all right. He the type of kid, like, he wants you to kiss his little boo-boos. We call them Bobos in New Orleans, but I'm like, I ain't kissing your feet, my boy. Anyways, sorry. Yeah, you're out of here. With the 10 of coins here, you took your bag with you? Yeah, you're like, the fuck? You thought I was going to leave you behind some coins? You thought I was going to leave you behind some money? Yeah, that's crazy to me. That, the audacity, right? I'm not going to hold you. It's the audacity for me. It's the audacity for me. Like, so you did all this shit to make me, like, lose out on the love of my life. And, like, literally, this divine feminine was, like, heading in a new direction because she didn't see at the end of the tunnel. She didn't see a light at the end of the tunnel with this. She was just like, oh, this is not reciprocated. Like, cool, whatever, you know? I'll take that L, but I'm going to go take that over here. I'm going to heal because, like, maybe I am delusional over here. Like, this motherfucker don't feel this way about me. Cool. That kind of took a stab at her heart a little bit. Like, damn. Okay. Cool. You feel me? And really, it wasn't even like that. It was just like this shit going on in your community. What I could see in the cards. So I feel like, did you hide your money from them? You hid your money from them somehow with the Hermit card and then the Ten of Coins here. You hid some type of generational wealth from your community. Like, maybe they were pressing you about this too. Like, this is giving me, like, I'm not gonna hold you. I know I didn't really have this choice in my situation. And from my situation, it's like, the shit's going through courts and lawyers and motherfucker stole my identity, so there's, like, time. I have to wait until that shit is done for me to be able to get my shit, right? But it's like, if I would have been able to be alerted to this, I probably would have not told nobody about my inheritance either, but motherfucker stole my mail, so I couldn't do anything about that. But I feel like for you, you got the call or the letter or something from the probate lawyer, and you were able to be like, damn, I got everything. So it's like, then you start to, you know, I feel like, I don't know if you told the people in your community or they just knew, or you told somebody you thought was family, you trusted, like, hey, yeah, such and such left me behind, da 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 da. And all of a sudden, everybody, I need this fix, and I need that fix, and I raised you, and I need, and it's like, damn, dog, the fuck, like, if they would have left this for you, you would have, you feel me? You, it's not your money. Like, you up here trying to calculate my money and spend my money before I get to spend my money. How you know I didn't want to spend my money in this way? So I feel like, you hid it. I don't know how the fuck you hid that money, but you did. I wish I was able to hide my shit, but I couldn't. But you hid it from them. And with the two of coins here, you're at a ten of coins, but it's hidden somewhere. And they're at the two of coins. And at the same time, their two of coins is like protected. So they're trying to protect their little coin, their little bag, their little, you know, it's giving me like paycheck to paycheck. But it's like they were trying to hide the little coin they were getting. It's not much, you feel me? Two of coins ain't much. It's like, some days I got it, some days I don't, you feel me? I gotta move my savings to my check-ins couple business days type shit. It's giving me that type of energy, but they still got something to fend for themselves. But instead of telling you that, it's like, no, I got my own money, but I want to spend your money because I know you got more, because I know that you got this inheritance or this something left behind to you. So you're leaving them to struggle. Like, I don't know, this could also be like, what is this called, government assistance or social security checks or like something like that, where it's like a little stipend or something. Like, they get a little something every month or something, but it's not that big. It's like, oh, this covers this and this. And you're like, cool, I mean, handle that, you feel me? That's your business. This my business over here, this your business. And I feel like with the Sun card here, they were trying to like highlight your assets and be like, but no, even though I got this, it's like before you knew about your inheritance or something or this money, you was thugging out on your own, working 9 to 5, like doing your own thing, and they were acting stingy with their little checks, and they probably was getting more than you, and you have to like work for yours. And then it's like when you get blessed this abundance to start over or to have a nice start on life, so that when you do procreate, you do have a family, you guys are starting off hitting the ground running. You feel me? Like whoever left this behind to you, they love you and they're like, I want you to succeed. Let me make sure you do. Sit down. Chill out. No, mommy about to put you to sleep. Chill out. Watch the show. Sorry. Anyways. Yeah, this person like trying to make sure you hit the ground running and you wasn't like postponed or delayed. You had a head start in life, right? This person loved you enough for that. Sit down, Buddha. I might have to pause this and get him together. But anyways, like this person wanted to make sure you were set up great for greatness because they seen the potential in you. And it's like, so you're like, cool. Like, you finally feel like, yeah, I'm ahead in life. Like, finally, I can afford this. You know, like, I can, if you want to marry somebody, I can have the wedding I want. I can give this person the world if I wanted to. Like, it's giving me provider energy, right, Divine Masculine? And it's like, these people are like, no, you're supposed to spend this on me? Yeah, it's like, you have so much power. You're very powerful. You can take that bag that they gave you, and it's probably enough for you to sit down and never have to work again. But you're like, nah, I'm still young. I'm going to flip this bitch. I know how to do this. I know how to do that. I'm going to make sure I put it into the right things. And then you notice that people's true colors start showing and you have to defend your bag. And you're like, why do I got to defend my bag? I wasn't coming at you about your little check every month. You feel me? When I asked you for a couple bucks to hold me over until the next paycheck, you was acting funny with your little monthly check, right? But then when I get my abundance, you got your hand out and it's like everybody got their hand out and everybody's acting funny towards you. And whatever it was, you had to defend yourself. You could have even had to go to like court for this. They could have been like, oh, this person is not mentally stable to handle this amount of money. This person has addictions or they live a dangerous, fast life, or we feel like this, we feel like that, da, 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 da. So like you have to go to court. Yeah, with a tower card here and the seven of sticks, you have to like physically fight for this. And it's like, why am I fighting for something that was written for me? Isn't this not my name on this paper? It is? Okay, then I thought so. I'm not gonna hold you. I do relate to that because with my situation, my spirit team let me know these people tried to make me seem like I was crazy, tried to make me seem like I was a bad mother, tried to make me seem like all these things so that it seems like this amount of money, like, I'm too mentally unstable to properly manage this. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, they could have done this to you in some type of way to make you feel like you're unfit as in taking care of yourself, or if you're a parent, to make you feel like you're an unfit parent, or like anything to go against you to say that this person does not deserve this abundance. And I feel like your life was then looked at in a microscopic view. Like whatever you were doing, this affected other people. This could have affected two to three other people when they start to zone in on your life. Maybe you had a warrant that you didn't, you feel me? You was kind of ducked off from for a while and then it zoomed in and highlighted that. So then now you got to go do time. Maybe you had something happen or like, I don't know. It's like, if you have kids, they start to like look at your home and be like, what kind of parent are you? Are the kids on time with these? Are they on time with this? Do they get their shots on time? How are they in school? Is there this? Is there that? Is there that? And it's like they're bringing in other problems trying to make you and prove that you're like unfit in some way. And it affected the lives of 2 to 3 other people in your life. I don't know what that really means. But I see here, you're like, I'm ready to walk away from it all. Because it's like, what the fuck is the point in fighting for this anymore? And I don't feel like you're like saying you don't want to fight for your love or your life or your abundance. But it's like, what the fuck am I fighting you bitches, you random ass people for, when this is none of this shit is yours? Like, you got some type of clarity where you're like, why? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like one of those things where it's like, I don't know what examples to give, but just like, you're just fighting. And it's like, why am I fighting, y'all? I could literally just not show up to the fight. And I don't care what you say about me. I'm not no punk. I've been going rounds with you this whole time, round after round. Whether I win some, I lose some, I still showed up. I'm not no coward. I'm not no punk. I stood 10 toes down for myself. Whatever the outcome is, I showed up and I fought. But it's like, I'm tired of fighting. I don't have to fight. This is my shit. I own it. It's mine. Nobody's going to take this from me, so I'm simply going to walk away from it. It just gives me that. That's the only way I can really give an example for. Sit down. That's the only way I can really give an example. Is that it's like, because, you know, some people be like, oh, that person's quiet. They're not arguing back. I approached them to fight and they walked away. Sometimes the most dangerous people are the ones that walk away. Sometimes the quiet ones are the ones you got to look out for. It's not always who's bigger and who's louder, who's aggressive and who's doing all this stuff. Sometimes it's literally just being the bigger person and maybe just seeing something from another perspective. Like, if I touch you, I will really hurt you, so let me walk away. If I do this, I'll end up in jail, so let me walk away. If I keep fighting, you guys are exhausting me when I could be focusing my energy that I was fighting with y'all for towards doing what I actually want to do. Like, why are we going back and forth about something that's mine? I'm not about to do it, you know? That kind of remind me of this episode. It's the podcast Club Shay Shay with Shannon Sharp. He had Monique on there, the comedian. I love her. But I call her Auntie Monique because, you know, if you're a black community, we grew up watching her. We call her Auntie Monique. So she was on there and she was talking about her situation and stuff. And she was talking about, like, you know, Taraji P. Henson and how she came on and, you know, she's crying and she's talking about how, like, she doesn't even want to act anymore. Okay. Let me pause that right here real quick and let me get my son together because he's tripping. We'll be right back. Hold that thought. Okay, we're back. I have to put him in the bed. Anyways, so what I was saying is, okay, Club Shay Shay. Yeah, so boom. On the episode, she was basically like, I think he asked her a question about Taraji P. Henson, and she's like, you know, I love her. She's like one of my babies. And I feel like she was explaining, like, what was going on. She told her how Hollywood was before she really was in Hollywood like that, like, because Monique was in Hollywood longer. And how does she say it? She was saying, like, when it came to that movie The Color Purple and how fucked up Oprah is, you know, y'all know I fucking hate Oprah, but how fucked up she is, and like, they handpicked Taraji for whatever role she played on the movie, but then they also had her audition. And she was basically saying, like, you gotta know your worth. Like, you already was handpicked for the role. So why did they try to, belittle you and have you audition for the shit when you already had the role? They're just playing in your fucking face, basically. And I say all that to say, like, you already own whatever these people were trying to fight you about. And it's like, for a while, I feel like you had to realize your worth, like, cause you're going through the motions. It's like when you're actively going through something and you're actively, like, defending yourself. And it's like when you take a moment to take a step back and, it's like, I don't know. I can't even say take yourself out your own shoes because it's your situation. But you have to look at it from a different perspective. I feel like you had that, like, aha moment or that epiphany moment. Like, wait a fucking minute, dog. Like, this shit was left behind to me with my first, middle, last name on it, with my birthday, with whatever the fuck shows up on that shit. This my shit, right? So why the fuck am I fighting a whole community of people for some shit that's mine? Like, nigga, it's my motherfucking shit. You have no say so. If it was yours, it would have said, this percentage is left behind to this person. This percentage goes to this. This house is left behind to that person. This person can get my car. And it would have been divvied up. But if the person that left you behind this abundance, left you behind everything, then bitch is fucking mine. Like, what do you mean you're about to take me to court and fight me for it? What do you mean you're about to do this and stuff? So it's like, I feel like you had an aha moment or an epiphany, like, they really tried to play on my top like that, like, kind of like the example I just said, like, you handpicked me for a role and do you want me to audition for it? Yeah, no. But the thing is, Taraji did not see it from a different perspective. I feel like now, once she watches that podcast interview, she might be able to take herself outside of that and be like, oh, they really did try to play on my top. Like, you can see my track record. You see me on Empire. You see me in Baby Boy. You see me on Proud Mary. You see me on all them fucking movies she's on, and she did that shit. Like, what do you mean I got to audition? Stop playing with me like this my first movie. Like, this my first appearance. You feel me? Like, I been did that. This my shit. I'm that bitch. I'm Taraji P. Henson. Don't play with me like that, right? So I feel like on your end, it's like, yeah, no, you're playing with the wrong one. So I feel like you're walking away from an entire community of people. And that could be, like I said, family, friends, whoever the fuck, everybody. Like, you're just like, no. Yeah. With the Four of Knives here, you had like some type of dream or an epiphany or a vision or something. And you was like, okay, like it helped you see something from a different perspective, this dream or something. You could have seen yourself walking away. You could have seen yourself and how you were going to get out of this or something. Your dream could have even revealed to you to hide your money. Cause you could have been like, I'm fighting them for this shit. And then they're like, just do it this way. Feel me? And then you woke up and you're like, oh, bad. I could do it that way. You're right. So then you're hitting up the lawyer like, yeah, let's do it like this. So that could be what it means, like hiding your money. I don't know, but your dream revealed how you can make your sweet escape or something like that. Like, I'm out of here. You guys got me fucked up. Because I feel like any which way you were trying to do it was not working. It was stagnating your energy. So it's like, whatever way you seen in your dreams or how to maneuver with this, it's going to be successful. Yeah, I see you successfully hiding your money. You're just like, bitch, I ain't got it. They're like, what you mean I got it? Bitch, I ain't got it. I'm out of here. But it's like you still got it. I don't know. Something like that. Yeah, with the Three of Baskets here, I feel like this represents friendship, but it's also representing like your spirit team. I feel like your spirit team plugged you, like, it might have been a specific person in your spirit team. Like, it could have been the person that passed along that left you behind this, or your spirit guides, or I don't know, somebody in your dream time came to your dream time and was like, move like this. Yeah. Like, grandson, son, like, I don't know if it's your dad, your grandpa, uncle, like, they're like, move like this. And they took it and told you. Or even if they didn't, you didn't hear their voice or you didn't see their face in dream time, I'm seeing in the cards that whoever left you behind this abundance when they passed away, they were the ones that showed you this particular vision. Yeah, so let me find out you're psychic or you're having like psychic visions or something. You probably already were, but it's like, that's what that looks like. So it's like your next couple moves, your next like 2-3 moves, you're able to see it in dream time and like get clarity on how to maneuver. Yeah, it's like playing chess. That's how I be playing chess too. I'll see it and I'll be like, all right, bad. Yeah. For sure. With the Three of Sticks, the Mother of Sticks here, there's a divine feminine here. like I said at the beginning of this message, it's something about a divine feminine. Something to do with this divine feminine. Maybe you're going to invest in a divine feminine or with the Wheel of Fortune here, or maybe it's like, I don't know. It has something to do with her. This is giving me, it's like, let me be your manager. Like, I don't know. But with this divine feminine here, with the Mother of Sticks, this is like the Queen of Wands, like beauty. It's like, okay, boom. This is a very attractive divine feminine, right? I feel like you're very attracted to her, but I see that you had a dream about you moving forward away from this community, but this divine feminine was also in your dream. And you could have had visions about this person's future, and you're just like, And I feel like you put two and two together a little bit, and you're like, oh, bad. Like, I could be this person's manager, and I feel like it might be something like that. Because with this card here, this is a very, or even if they're not, like, world-renowned, now this person's going to be world-renowned or, like, very popular. This particular card, because I'm using my, I call it my ancestor deck, but it's the hoodoo deck. And with this card, Aunt Carolyn, it's like, her card is based off a, because this hoodoo deck is like different hoodoo practitioners throughout history, and it's all in a deck. So it's like, it's still tarot, but if you know them from studying this stuff, then you know their backstory. So I'm going to give her backstory real quick. And I don't know what this has to do with the divine feminine, but it might have to do something with it. And it's like, for you, you see this person's looks and you're like, this person could be a model. Like the way they take their pictures or their facial features, or you just think this person's very attractive. You know, other people think they're attractive. So it's like, whatever they do currently is their passion, but it's like, you can be on a magazine. Like, you can be in Vogue. You can be walking a red carpet if you wanted to. Like, you can see their looks can get them in a lot of doors, right? Boom. Their charisma, their spark, their personality is big. It's just like, they like magnetic. They can pull in a lot of energy. They can pull in whatever they want with their features. And I don't feel like it's like a, I don't feel like it's on no whole shit, because this is a divine feminine. I feel like it's just like this person's energy is captivating, right? So you see this already, boom. But then with the Aunt Carolyn card, let me give the quick spiel on her. Aunt Carolyn, she was she a reader? I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think she was a reader. I think she was like a tarot card reader or something like that. Damn. I haven't read her story in a minute. But either she was a tarot card reader or she was a practitioner, but she was something like spiritual, and she had like a spiritual job like that. But I feel like it was like divination, like reading cards, reading people's futures, helping them out like that. And then she was so popular in the place that she lived that people from all, because this is back in the day when like racism and stuff, colorism and segregation and stuff was going on. But she had like people that were but all colors, all different flavors coming to her being like, can you read my future? Can you tell me what's going to happen? Can you tell me this and that? I think it was cardomancy. So it was like reading regular plan deck, you know, the decks you play like spades and all that kind of stuff with. I think she was doing cardomancy. So it's, all right, y'all. I haven't had the pause consecutively like this in a minute, but today he pushing my button, so I have to get him right real quick. So I don't even know, because I have to edit it, because it got a little rowdy up in here, right? Because he's doing too much. So I don't know quite where I ended it off with editing it, but I was trying to say Aunt Carolyn's story. So just gonna re-say it, because I don't remember what part I fucking cut it off at. But I was saying that the divine feminine could be very magnetic. She could be very attractive. She could be very alluring. And you already think this about her. You could be very attracted to her naturally. You could like her personality too. You could have dated the person before, like whatever. But I feel like you see like, damn, this person's looks can get them far. Like, if we put this person on a commercial somewhere, everybody's going to buy the shit because look at them. Like, if you put this person, you could put this person on a magazine. You could put this person here. People, like, if they seen this person, they will stop and listen to whatever this person has to say. If this person's advertising for something, people are going to try it just because, oh, my God, I got a crush on this person. Like, it's like heartthrob energy. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's first things first. Something to do with this divine feminist looks. For them to be a queen of wands popping up. This person could also be like a practitioner or something. But what the Aunt Carolyn card here, I don't remember if I explained this or not. So if I did repeat it, fuck it. Just go with it, bro. But in the hoodoo deck that I'm using, it's a tarot deck, yes, but it's a hoodoo deck. So on top of having a normal card that is kind of like how I read them, it's certain people that are like staples that are very important in the hoodoo community growing up during slavery time, after slavery time, like people that have names in this shit is on these cards. And for this card, it's Aunt Carolyn, but it's also, this card stands for like the Wheel of Fortune or like fortunes. So I'm gonna give a quick spill on her life, but like I don't remember if I cut this part off or not, but she was into cardomancy. And cardomancy is like kind of like tarot reading, but you're using regular cards. Like you can play spades with and shit, like regular cards that have the ace and, you know, how you play solitaire and stuff. Like you can use regular fucking cards and still read the future. I know how to do that too, but it's like cardomancy. So you can read people's futures and stuff. She was back in the day where it was still like segregation or racism or slavery, or I don't remember, but it was back in those days where it was like different. It wasn't as diverse as it is now, right? So it was a big thing for her to not only be popular in the African American indigenous community, but also very popular in other communities as well. But she did her readings out of her home. So she would stay at home and people would, she had like a little office area or like, you know, where she was set up to do readings, and her readings were so popular. People will be lined up and the line would wrap around her block for people to come to get readings with her. So what she did was that she had like her family and stuff help, and she would double the money up. Like she's like, damn, these people are waiting in line for me all day to get a reading. I'm a good cook as well. I'm going to cook a bunch of food and sell plates so that they can eat and buy stuff for me on top of coming to pay me to do a reading. So she was making double the bank. You feel me what I'm saying? Like, and her family would be like, oh, you need a plate? All right, you hungry? All right, cool. Here it is. Get the money. You feel me? And it was just easy like that. So she was just making money and she's out the own comfort of her home. She ain't got to go too far. She ain't got to do too much. And she was like known everywhere. Like she was very famous for this. So with the Aunt Carolyn card here, it's giving me like, even if this divine feminine is not world renowned now for whatever type of spiritual job she has, like there's a hella different spiritual jobs. There's like Reiki healers, crystal necklace makers, tarot card readers. There's fucking anything, like all that. So like whatever she does, it's like she can be world renowned. And I feel like you've seen something in your dream on how it's like you can kill two birds in one stone. How you can walk away from this drama and how you can also like help this person. It's giving me like, let me be your manager. Yeah, it's like, I got you. Yeah. And I feel like even if this person doesn't see it, like they might be like, I want to do this, this, and this. And they might not even quite know how to get to that position on their own. I feel like you are a little bit more skilled and savvy with that. And you're like, this is how we're going to get there. Like you can see this where they can't see this. They might have a million and one ideas written on notebooks and paperwork and, you know, stuff like that. But it's like, they don't know which one to start first. They have so many talents. They're so multifaceted. It's like, they need a manager. Like, you can come in and be like, okay, this is the 56 things that you can do. Let's categorize these things and see if we can group them up and we can do this. And once that business takes off, you can do this one. And once that one takes off, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a little bit more direction, like, follow the leader, give me. So it's giving me, like, divine masculine. You made a decision and you're like, I'm about to bet on this person. I feel like I can, yeah, I could boss you up. Like, okay, let me upgrade you type energy. Yeah. I feel like this is spiritually and physically protected. So this is not something you have to worry about anybody being able to jeopardize anymore, because I feel like the worst is over. Like, whatever was going on with you behind the scenes, whatever's going on with this person behind the scenes separately, it's like, y'all spirit team is like, we handling the bullshit. Y'all go ahead and move forward and do whatever y'all want to do now. Like, finally, it's like a peace. It's finally like this calmness, you know? Like, you finally can think straight. Like, you could have had so much shit coming at you at once. This person had so much shit coming at them at once. It's like neither one of y'all was able to see this clearly. And I feel like now it's like, oh shit. It's, you know what I'm saying? Like, you walking down a dark tunnel this whole time and you didn't see no light. And then finally you see a peak of light and it's like, oh shit, I'm running to that light now. I see it's not that far. And that's kind of like for both of you guys now. Yeah, I see two of baskets. You and this person feel exactly the same way about each other. So y'all both like each other on like some love type shit. But it's like, yeah, that's probably why my spirit team had me watch that episode of Club Shay Shay. Not just because I, you know, respect and support Monique, the comedian, but like also, she kept mentioning her husband on there, and I was watching, I was like, oh, that is so sweet. Like, I want that. You know what I'm saying? It was like, Shannon Sharp, he was like asking her, like, you know, he's an interviewer. So he's like asking her, like, why do you think it is that people have an issue with you bringing your, husband, or like your husband standing up for you? Cause like, she was saying the stuff that Taraji P. Henson was going through in the industry, being blackballed and people not paying her her worth and stuff. She was saying like those same people, that Cat Williams mentioned, and then some of the people that is doing this to Taraji. She 10 years ago was saying this and she got blackballed, from doing movies and shows, and like they cost her millions of dollars for this, you know? And she was, you know, going through a hard time with her family because of her speaking her truth. And then like, people had a problem with her being supported by her husband. And like, if she had to speak about something or she had to go to an event or something, he was there. And she's like, I feel like people got a problem with it because I'm a black woman and they want me to not have support, right? But then on top of that, she was like, people have to realize he's not just her husband. He's her manager. So contracts, deals, negotiations, sponsorships, endorsements, whether it's like before they both sign off on it, it got to go through him. It's not like a controlling thing. It's more like he has the best interest out for her to make sure nobody's trying to fuck her over because he cares and loves about her so much. So it's like, it's giving me that type of energy. Like, it's giving me like a marriage and a partnership. But it's like, I'm your manager. But it's not like, it's not giving me the energy of like, I control you, bitch. I made you. It's like, no, I can see you going far. I just want to protect you while you're going far because I've seen people fuck you over. And I'm not about to let nobody fuck you over, not on my watch type shit. You know? Cause she was talking about how like she had beef with Tyler Perry and she's like, you know, every time she's like trying to set up a meeting to talk to him, he's like, yeah, leave your husband behind. Leave your husband behind. And she's like, people need to understand he's not just my husband. He's my manager. So with anybody else, you're not gonna tell a business person to leave their manager behind. Because that's their manager. All this needs to, it's the same conversation. We all need to sit down as an artist, as a comedian, as a actress, as an actor, like, and say, this is my team and this is my team supporting me. They have a problem with it because it's like, that's her man too. And she's a black woman. So they feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all know what the fuck I'm saying with that. So it's giving me that, like, the same way she spoke highly of her husband and how, you know, they've been doing this for 19 years together in marriage and, you know, well, shit, she's been doing this for over 19 years in the, industry, but like, they've been together for 19 years and she's like, I made more money with him than I did any other, of my old managers, my old team, my old this, my old that. Like, when Shannon Sharp introduced her, half the shit that she accomplished, I didn't even know she accomplished until he said, and I'm like, damn, like, she needs her flowers. You feel me? Like, she's been doing that shit. She's not just a comedian. Like, she does a lot of stuff. And it's giving me, like, you just want to make sure this divine feminine is set up in a way where it's like, nobody can play on her top. Nobody can play in her face because they have someone, she has somebody representing her, right? Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I feel like in this situation, like, the worst is over. Like, whatever y'all have endured, it's like, y'all already went through that. Y'all ain't gonna have to keep going through that no more, for sure. And it's like, out of everything y'all been through, with the Five of Cups here, the Five of Cups is normally like shit that you gotta heal from. It's like, out of all the stuff you have to heal from, behind these, it's Five Cups here. Three of them knocked over, but there's still Two of Cups here. And that Two of Cups is still like, y'all equal love for each other. Like, y'all been through hell and back. Y'all relationship been through hell and back, but it's like, this still my baby. You feel me? Like, and ain't nobody about to touch her. And that's just on period. Yeah, so I feel like there's a divine masculine listening that wants to work with the divine feminine. And there's like a business proposition, like, yeah. It's like business and love. That's so cute. Yeah. For sure. Yeah, I'm not gonna hold you. Like, this divine feminine is like very, very, spiritual, very psychic. Gets messages all day long. Like, but however this goes, it's like you see deeper than they see it. They're just like, oh, I just want to read cards. I just want to help people with their future. You're like, you're going to help celebrities, or like, you're only going to help these people for this much money. You're like, you can direct it in a way where they get the most for their bang for their buck. Cause it's like, they're very talented, but they're also very beautiful. They're very attractive. They can manifest anything that they want. So you're just going to like direct them. It's like, follow the leader. Like, do you trust me? Yes. Cool. This how we going to do it. And they're like, okay. Cause I feel like this person is very, multifaceted, and they're very creative. And I feel like the gods are so connected to them. They just get downloads and of like ideas. And it's like, they have a million and one ideas. They can start handing some of them out, but they don't know where to start first or what route to go first. Or it's just like, directions needed. I feel like you could be more grounded. And this person is a little bit more like bubbly, airy, like not stupid, not dense, not slow, not like a blonde, or like, you know, the reputation for like a dumb blonde. Nothing against blondes, but it's like, they're just like spontaneous and fun and creative. And that's all they want to focus on. The logistics of things and like the statuses and like, we need you to make this many views on this and all that like logical numbers and stuff. That's you. You know what I'm saying? They're like, that's boring. I just want to fucking read. So it's just like, that's boring. I just want to make candles. Like, what are you talking about? I just want to make a bunch of cute little things and put some quotes on the t-shirt. And you're like, okay, but look at these numbers. We need these numbers to hit every month. And you're like, you know, they can hit the numbers because of their magnetism and their personality. And then on your end, you just know the like inventory and the this and that and the vendors and meeting with people and having a big conversations about people coming to sit down like, oh yeah, we want this. Can they be the face of this company for us? Or can they be a brand ambassador? You're like, that number is too low. Come and speak to me when you got this number, and this is what we're looking for, and this is a partnership. Y'all don't own nothing. She ain't signing no contract. I'm not agreeing to this. She ain't agreeing to this until it's, you feel me? Until it's this person's name partnered with this, and she can have her own shoe deal, and she makes the shoe and the colors she want. She ain't gonna just be rocking your fucking shoes. When you ready to talk about some shit like that, then yes, we'll do it with you. Other than that, I'll holler at you later. Like, you can do that kind of stuff. And she's just like, okay. Like, I don't know. It's just like, this person just is very fun. And they're just very, just not really business like that. And you are. So it's like the perfect match. I feel like even when it comes to money, I'm not saying this person's like broke or dumb or like they don't know how to budget. But I feel like they don't know how to invest and like be like, let me wait until this business takes off before I open up the other one. They have so many business ideas. They're like, let me open them all up at once. And it's like, oh fuck. What do I do now? Like, damn, I gotta do all these orders myself. I gotta do all this myself. It's too much. But it's like, they don't know how to like maneuver certain ways so that shit works out in the best way financially and energetically for them. So you're just that. You're trying to help them like keep it smooth sailing. Yeah, but I keep picking up on reader or like a medium. This person could be a medium. You know how there's like, I don't know, those shows seem kind of like gimmicky to me. I'm not saying like some of it ain't real. Some of it ain't though. But I can tell when it's like, you know, like celebrity ghost stories and stuff. I can tell when like motherfuckers just be on there saying shit, or like motherfuckers be like, oh, I'm in a haunted house. Ooh, and the camera's following them around. It's like all that weird shit. But I feel like this person actually is really dope at this kind of shit. So I don't know if it's like a TV show or like a something where it's like they're on screen and people are watching them, but it's like they're fucking doing stuff. I don't know, bro. It's giving me also like Ghost, the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze. Like, damn, there was two movies. Okay, there's two movies I'm picking up on. But the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore and Whoopi Goldberg. And in the movie Whoopi Goldberg, she was a medium, but she was like faking her gifts out. Like, she was just not really tapping in. And then Patrick Swayze died. And I can attest to this as a medium. I be picking up on random ass people around me in my neighborhood, in my area that will pass away that I don't even know. I've never met before. And it's like, I'll see shit going on with them, or like I'll pick up a message and I might come on my podcast and be like, somebody's ancestor wants me to say this. And it's like, nigga, this could have been like a grandparent of somebody's that's like three blocks away from me and I don't know. And this person just randomly listens to my podcast. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, oh my God, like, that's my grandma. That's my grandparent. And it's like, what are the odds? I never met this person before in my life. We might have passed each other in the grocery store and I would not know. You know, that's just how it happens as a medium. So in the movie, it was like Patrick Swayze was drawn to her energy because she's a medium. And he kept bothering her to like warn Demi Moore about her character, about, his old business partner, like killing him for his money and trying to plot on her and date her and stuff. And in the movie was like, Whoopi kept going like, hey, I'm a medium. This man passed away. He's coming to me. And Demi Moore wasn't spiritual like that. She didn't believe it until shit start physical, like supernatural shit start happening. She start saying shit that only him and her would know. So it's like, oh, you're a real medium. So I don't know why that's coming up, but it's like something like that. And then the other thing that had Monique in it too, I watched it for the second time the other day, it's called The Reading. She played the fuck out that movie. But in The Reading, it was like, the same thing, kind of. The girl on the movie, she was like faking out her gift. She wasn't really tapping in with the spirits, and they were kind of like scamming people. And that's giving me like, shit, somebody that's in this community, a lot of people are actually scammers. And there's some genuine people that really get messages like me. So it could be like that too. Like, I feel like, you know, that if you put this person out there, nobody else is going to go to anybody else. They're going to go to this person because, first off, they're magnetic. You can tell they're honest. They're big personality. They're fun, but they're also like legit or something like that. So it's like something to do with mediumship, reading, spiritual stuff. And it's like, I feel like you're like, yeah, I can see this happening. It's like, finally, you are able to like get out your head about like whatever you were stressing out before. And you're like, I'm gonna walk away from all that shit because that shit was keeping me stagnant. And again, why are you being stagnated about something that you own? Your name's on it. I'm not fighting you about this. Bye. The fuck? I was trying to include y'all. I was trying to have y'all in my life. I'm gonna walk away. Leave y'all broke assholes over here. I'm gonna go over here. And meanwhile, I see what I can invest in. And I feel like you want to be this person's manager or something, but you also like love them. With the Ace of Cups and the Two of Cups here, you love them. For sure. Yeah, so it's like a major ending. I feel like with the Ancestors card popping up, yeah, your ancestors showed you how to get out the situation. They're like, baby boy, go ahead and walk away. Like, we get it. You know, we get that you're about family. But I feel like they're like, and I say this all the time, especially for my situation, and y'all heard my situation. Once I had to go through this myself and walk away from everybody, that shit hurt. That shit was sad. I went through my own emotions back and forth about it and stuff. And it felt so shitty to feel like, damn, it's just me and my son out here. And like, he ain't gonna have cousins growing up. He ain't gonna have aunties, uncles growing up. He not gonna have no grandma or nothing like that growing up. But at the same time, I have to make sure he's safe. And I have to look at it from a different perspective and not look at it like what I lost, but what I gained. My son gained a clear future where there is no snake shit around him because I cut all that shit out. So even though he ain't gonna have like those memories I had growing up, like, oh, everybody camped out at grandma's house, sleeping in sleeping bags all over the couches and stuff, you know, going to birthday parties with these people. And like, even though those memories that I had growing up, the good ones at least, like, that wasn't going to happen for my son, I was like, I can create that for him and protect the family that I'm going to build and I'm going to create with the partner I'm going to be with. I hope that makes sense. So it's like, yeah, I feel like your ancestors are showing up in the reading, and they could have showed up in your dream, because I'm still looking at like you resting your dream to show you like, baby, it's okay. We get it. You're very traditional. You want to like tap in with your family and be there for them, but it's like they're not there for you. So you walking away is the best thing for you. And I feel like, feel me, you put on your big boy pants and you're like, man, I'm out this bitch. Yeah, you're right. Like, let me go and focus on what I want. Yeah, because if you would have stayed in this energy, it's like it was forcing this person to have to move forward. Because it's like they're holding up your life, and it was in turn holding up your love life, which was connected to this person. And this person's like, what is, like, I can't wait around for forever. Like, you know what I'm saying? This person ain't gonna be gray haired and be like, well, one day this person's gonna come and marry me and they're fucking old and shit like that. Like, goddamn. By then they already moved on, done lived a full life, got different kids, got a new man. So it's like, yeah. This situation with this community was keeping you from moving forward and giving an offer to this person for whatever reason. But even though you walk away, I see 10 of Pentacles and 10 of Baskets. So that is generational wealth and like, wish fulfillment when it comes to family. You guys are the new grandparents. And even if you're like, my kid, like for me, my kid's 4 and he won't go to sleep. Lay down. It's like, I ain't about to be no fucking grandparent or thinking about that shit for hella long. But I know that the traditions I start with my kid now, he gonna pass it on to his kids, so on and so forth. So if I'm like, every Sunday we having family dinner. Every Friday we having movie night. Every this we're doing this. It's like, those are traditions that he gonna be like, Mom, I just had my first kid and we just had our first movie night. You know what I'm saying? Like one day. So it's like, you're the new grandparents. You're the new, elders in your family, no matter what age. Even if you're millennial like me, it's like, you're starting that off. So don't worry about that. I do see, even though you walked away and you're moving towards whatever you're moving towards, it's still going to be like complete happiness for you. You're going to make new friends. You know, you might make friends within your business partners and people that you network with. You might just run into your soul tribe where it's like, people that are just like you, that went through shit like you, and that are like good, wholesome people. You don't have to worry about motherfuckers backstabbing. You ain't got to worry about nobody trying to steal your money because they got their own fucking bread. They got their own families. Their kids can play with your kids. And it's just like, there's more fish in the sea. There's more people in this world. But you just have to walk away from these motherfuckers. Yeah. Lots of clarity. It's like you're receiving a lot of clarity, like very quickly. I don't know what that means. Or like your mind is clearing up very quickly. It's like, damn, you're thinking straight. So now it's just like, boom, 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 boom. Like maybe before you couldn't see how things are going. And now that you have this clarity, it's like, your downloads are coming in faster. So the same way how I said this divine feminine might get lots and lots and lots and lots of downloads from the gods on like, do this, do that. That's a business. That's a business. Don't forget you have this talent and that talent, that talent. Like you're starting to pick up on how you can set this person up for greatness too. You're like, oh, I know this person good at that. Oh, they'll be good with this. Oh yeah, we could open that. I'm also passionate about this and me and them could partner with this. Like, so it was like, those type of ideas were held up because, again, your mind was consumed with the fuck shit you were going on that these people were putting you through. So now that that's all clear and you know, I can clearly see how I'm going to get out this situation. I had a vision about it. It's like now the guys are like, oh, finally, cool. Send them all these business ideas because, like, this shit going to pop. Had them write that shit down. Had them put that shit in their phone so they don't forget it. You know, because I always teach you guys that, like, when the gods give you guys a business idea, if you don't write it down and claim it, you might, a couple months later, see that shit when you're scrolling or on the news or something. It's like a Fortune $1 million company. You're like, what the fuck? Like, that was my idea. How the fuck are they listening to my phone calls? Like, did they tap my phone? How did they know? But it's like, no. It's because the universe tried to bless you with it. But you didn't write it down and claim it. Even if you type it up in your phone, just be like, ooh, I claim that shit. That's fire. Yep, yep, yep. I'm going to do that. And just write it down. Type it up. So then it's claimed. It's set. Nobody else can take that idea. Or if you don't, it goes right back up into the universe and somebody else gets the dream about it or it pops into somebody else's head. And then they write that shit down and then now it's theirs. And then you're like, how the fuck did they steal my idea? Trust me, this happened to me a lot before I realized how that works. Mm-hmm. I feel like nothing I'm saying in this reading is really surprising you. Besides the fact you're just probably like, how the fuck you be knowing all this? Bruh, come on now. Like, come on, man. We're past that now. Everybody that listens to me, we're past that now. Yeah. Yeah, with the 8 of Knives and the 2 of Knives, it's giving me, these people don't see nothing you're about to do. It's like they're so, that energy that they had you in, where you couldn't see your way out, you just felt like you was in the darkness, you were going in circles, nothing was coming good of anything. It's just like fucking stress and worry and concern and, you know, and then on top of that, if it's like it was affecting your love life, you're like, fuck, I don't know, is this person over me? Are they gonna move forward? This, that, that, this. It's like now you kind of got more clarity, and now these people are going through those mental stagnancies, and just like I see with the father of Cups in Reverse, you don't give a flying Dutchman fuck. He don't give a flying Dutchman fuck what they're stressed about, because they had you so stressed. You're like, good, stress out, bitch. I don't care. That has nothing to do with me, because y'all had me stressing about some shit that was mine from the get-go. That's crazy, bro. It's crazy how people really are, like, weird like that. But, yeah, I wouldn't give a flying Dutchman fuck either. For sure. Yeah. Okay, so with the Eight of Pentacles in this new deck in reverse and the Six of Wands upright, this person that you want to invest in is not going to have a traditional job, because Eight of Pentacles is giving me like physical work, like physically going in, clocking in and doing like some hard ass labor. Some, it's not like that. It's like, nope. It's going to be like, you know, with the generation we're in, social media influencer, it's like giving me something like that. But these days anybody can be an influencer, right? Anybody can go viral and get a blue check mark behind their name on a thing and become this big thing off of like 1, 2, 3 viral videos. It's not giving me that. It's giving me like whatever field they're in, especially if it's spiritual, is very competitive, because everybody and their mama want to be spiritual. Everybody and their mama want to read cards. Everybody and their mama want to be like, I contact the dead. I'm speaking to Michael Jackson right now. And they're really not. But it's like, this person really can. You know what I'm saying? It's like, whatever it is, they're going to knock all the competition out of the park, because not only their looks, their magnetism, but like, this person is literally actually that motherfucking bitch. Like, what are you talking about? Like, it doesn't, you can't compete where you compare. So I feel like, honestly, when this person, when you invest in this person, it's like, now I'm really seeing the investment. When you invest in this person and whatever they do, even if it's like they wrap crystal necklaces or something, and it's like, oh, that's filthy. Everybody and their mama could wrap crystal necklaces, but their shit, it's like, no, niggas is paying big bucks for it, like you're buying a diamond ring. I don't know. But it's like, whatever they do that's spiritual, you can't compete where you can't compare. So anybody else in that field, there's going to be a decline in that field, and this person's going to rise up, right? So it's giving me like Miss Cleo vibes. But I told you guys in another episode, Miss Cleo was actually fake. Like, I knew that when I was a kid. She was fake. She wasn't a real reader. But everybody thought she was, right? So it's like scam. She was pulling the scam before the motherfuckers that's doing it right now is pulling scams, right? All that energy, even the ones that's not pulling scams and they're actually readers, it don't matter. It sucks a little bit for them, but it's like, stick to your day job, find something else, because this person is going to knock out the park. Nobody's going to want to go to anybody else for any other readings. Nobody's going to want to watch anybody. I don't know if she has like a mediumship thing she does, or a camera's in front of her. And it's like, we need people to see you. Like, they hear you. You can do a personal reading, but like, we need people to see you. I don't know what the fuck that means. I can't really picture that right now. But, I feel like you've seen it. You know what it can be. Nobody else is gonna, it's like, no. It's like, no, my spiritual, guide is this person. And like, they're correct. Like, you know, people paying top dollar for this person's reading. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. Yeah, with the Lover's card here, you're like, yeah, that's my baby. Like, just, well, she got it. Yeah. With the Ace of Wands here, what the fuck? I'm not gonna hold you. This person might have their own TV show or something. Or it's giving me like, I'm trying to remember Miss Cleo, because niggas was kids back in the 90s when she was on the commercial. I just knew she was fake though. But you know how she was like, call 1-800 Miss Cleo and I'll tell you your future. And she had like the little commercial with the little crystal ball and her little hair was wrapped, and she had the little hotline and people would call in. And she's like, tell Miss Cleo. And she's like, yeah, no, the person's cheating on you and da, da, da. You should leave him and blah, 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 blah. Call Miss Cleo hotline. And she was like, it was like literally like on TV though. I think she used to have, if I can remember correctly, cause I was a kid, she used to have like little commercials that were advertised for her. And then, during a certain part at nighttime, like a certain time at night on a certain channel, it will be like, you know how there's like those commercials where during a certain time at night, you have like those, commercials when they're like trying to sell purses and bags and like fucking, rice cookers and like weird shit like that. It was like a commercial like that. And you can call in toll free and get a reading from her. And it was like, you pay like certain amount of money per minute or something for the reading or something like that. I think that's how Miss Cleo did it. I'm not gonna hold you. Somebody's gonna be like that. But it's like, even if somebody was listening to me right now and they was like, oh, that's a good idea, I'm gonna try that, it's not gonna work for nobody else but this person. I'm not gonna hold you. Yeah. And I feel like people are gonna be like, whoa, they're gonna see this person on their TV. Yeah, like Miss Cleo, but it's like, what? Yeah, swear to God. Yeah. For sure. I'm not gonna hold you to God to like, yeah, cause they said this is spiritually and physically protected. So even if you're like, oh my gosh, Nola, you just ruined my idea that was in my head. I'm telling you right now, spiritually and physically protected. So even if a million people listen to this, they don't have the skills to pay the bills, baby, so it don't matter. This person's the only person that has the looks, the skills, the voice, the talents, like they can pull this off. Nobody else can. I feel like you know that. You're like, I look at my baby and I know she fine as fuck. But it's like, I also know if a motherfucker is scrolling past the TV and they see her, they're going to stop on that channel and be like, God damn, what is she talking about? Let me support. Like, you feel me? Like, oh, this is popping. Like, I don't know. You just, it's like, you just know. It's giving me like Marilyn Monroe vibes. You know how like Marilyn Monroe, even if you didn't watch black and white movies back in the day, or even if you didn't watch the old school movies, if you seen her on it, you're going to watch that shit. Cause like, look at her. You feel me? It's like that. And then I feel like when she opens her mouth, the type of, knowledge that comes out of there, it's like people expect her to be beautiful. So it's like, oh, she gotta be dumb. She's not dumb. So it's like, oh my God, I'm learning something. Facts. Yeah, people gonna be sending money in. What is this? Why is this giving me like TV sending money? And this is giving me, this is like a modern day Miss Cleo, bro. Yeah, call the hotline. Facts. Yeah, I feel like, it's gonna be like, it's gonna be crazy. Cause like, even if people are not getting a reading, yeah, it's giving me, cause like, bro, this is crazy. I'm gonna have to go watch one of her, commercials on YouTube after this reading. But like, it's giving me like, even if motherfuckers could not afford the reading, they're like, damn, her readings are, the minimum is like a rack. You feel me? It's like, damn, I can't even afford that right now, but I'm gonna save up for it. Like, or even if they can't afford it, it's like, motherfuckers is just so in tune because it's so juicy. And this person can actually tap in with spirits. They can actually receive accurate information. So it's like motherfuckers just watching her talk and like eating popcorn. Like it's a show. It's like, this shit is interesting as fuck. Like you reading somebody that called in on the hotline. It's like, she's giving all the details and you can hear the person responding and everybody else just watching their TVs like, what the fuck? This is juicy. She tapped in with this person. She tapped in with that person. This person popped up. Like, I don't know. It's just like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. It's just crazy. Yeah. Facts. This is funny. You're gonna, with the Page of Cups here, what time is it? It's 2:31 a.m. I might do like a part two because I feel like for somebody listening to me with 2 a.m. here. Yeah. I'm gonna pause this for a little bit and try to put him to sleep and charge my phone a little bit because it's like 10%. And then I'm gonna come back and finish it before I go to bed so I don't have this energy lingering, because look, it's a lot. You can't tell spirits to shut up. If I put the cards away and try to go to sleep, it's just gonna be like, I'm gonna start seeing the shit in my dreams, or I might not even be able to sleep until I finish the message. But I'm gonna post it because I see 2:03 a.m. here on the card, and I see right now it's 2 in the morning, so somebody's up. And you might listen to this as soon as I post it, and it's giving me the energy of like, ding, like, okay, this is what it is. Cause I feel like you've seen the outcome. I feel like you've seen the outcome, but you didn't understand what it all entailed. Like, you could have seen your divine feminine. You know that she's spiritual of some sort. And like, you know, these qualities about her, like, she's fine, she's this, the personality, this. And then, like, you could have seen dreams of her on TV or on a screen or, like, different things like that. And you're like, how the fuck do I make that work? Miss Cleo. That's the only thing I can really give you an example of is Miss Cleo. So I feel like once you have that in your head and you kind of heard some of the examples I gave, you can bounce that off your own ideas that you already had. And I don't really know what other ideas you had because that's in your head. But I see the gods are like trying to help you piece it together because you're this person's manager. So, yeah. I feel like they're trying to show you different things that this person could be good at, and they could have showed you the success it was going to have. But it's like you're more like logical or analytical, so you try to analyze like how this, because it's like this is spiritual stuff, so you're like, how does that tie in? And the best advice of what it looks like I can say is Miss Cleo. And before I end it off and post it for the part one divine masculine earth signs, I did see there was something like this. I don't like the guy, but his name's Quincy, and he's Diddy's stepson. He's Albie Shore's son. I don't like him because I told y'all what he did or what he was a part of when I did that episode involving him. But anyways, he's Albie Shore's son, and he was on TikTok live every once in a blue moon, and he calls it like Hotline with Q or something. And it's just some bitches that's like, he puts a number on his live, and a bunch of random bitches will call in and say a little something, and then he'll talk to them for a little bit. You know, they're pumped because, you know, whatever. But it's like, there is ways that you can have, like, the little hotline shit. I don't know if you're going to do it live. I don't know if you're going to do it on YouTube. I don't know if you're going to make your own network. I don't know if you're going to be on fucking cable, Netflix, like, how that's going to work. But I have seen that little hotline type shit be done. But it wasn't for this. This is like innovative. And like I said, even if you're like, damn, Nola, I'm telling you, nobody else can do this but her. I don't give a fuck if there's readers listening right now. They cannot pull it off. Nobody's going to pull up to their website. Nobody's going to pull up and go watch them because it's, you got to have the whole package, baby. And this person has the whole package. So I'm going to end it here. We're going to pick up in a little bit. Let me try to get this boy to sleep. Try to charge my phone a little bit. And then we're going to finish the rest before I go to sleep. Peace.